Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:16. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning. Tali Nates is the founder and director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. She joins us this morning. Tali, good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Howard, and good morning to you and to everyone. Yeah, what a week. Yom HaShoah is coming tomorrow.
It is. And given the South African context, given the South African government approach to Israel and as a consequence, the approach to the Jewish community, how has this and does this impact on how we look at Yom HaShoah?
So it's an interesting question. South Africa still has the largest Jewish community in Africa. Mm-hmm. And we are the only community that still have survivors. Not many, 14, 15 survivors still alive, mainly in Johannesburg, but mm-hmm. some, of course, in Cape Town. Today is Erev Yom HaShoah, the eve of Holocaust Day, and tomorrow is Holocaust Day. And this year, of course, the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the camps, the end of the Holocaust. I think that we, the Jewish community, need to celebrate those survivors. I almost want to say this is the time to actually remember the survival, the resilience, the fact that we are here, and the survivors created families and built generations to come. Of course, Howard, you know that I'm one of those. I'm a second generation, as you see. So I think we need to concentrate on that this week. Really important to remember the resilience and remember that we are here. And we did survive.
It's an interesting comment you make about almost celebrating them, because they are survivors and they have built lives and they've built families and they've often built business. They've rebuilt so much. And often when we look at Yom HaShoah, we look at it, we go all the way back to the horror of what happened, which we need to do because that's the education. But actually, there's so much more to these survivors. In a way, they are the inspiration, aren't they?
I think so, and absolutely. You know, we do remember the horrors. We do remember the victims, the 6 million. We do remember all the horrible years throughout Europe. You know, the Holocaust was a European project in a way. The Germans and Austrians were the one that ignited, but so much happened throughout Europe. It happened everywhere, in France, in the Netherlands, in Italy, in Greece. You know, so we do have to remember that. But I remember a conversation with survivor Pinchas Gutta. He spent many years in Cape Town. Now he lives in Toronto. He's over 90 years old. Amazing survivor of that was born in Lodz in Poland and survived the Warsaw Ghetto and Majdanek camp and many other camps. And he said, you know, after the Holocaust, when he had to rebuild his life, and he was a child, he was a teenager when he was liberated in Theresienstadt, it wasn't easy. And that also what we need to reflect on today. He had days of deep depression. He had days where he could not speak about his past. And he always says that thanks to his wife, Dorothy, and then his children and grandchildren and so on, his family, he managed to, as you said, Howard, create a successful business, rebuild his life, volunteer to the Jewish community organizations in Cape Town, and do so much for humanity and, of course, the Jewish community. So I think it's not a magic wand. It's not an easy, you know, easy story, as we know. But they did do it, and they did contribute and still contribute so much to our lives today.
That is where we do need to leave it. That is Tali Nates, founder and director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center, and really showing us a very different picture and a different view of the Holocaust survivors, which is something that is it would seem intuitive, but yet it isn't, because often we limit the scope and we limit our vision of who they are and what they endured, whereas they are, in fact, they're so much more than that. It's 8:22.